Polls show Democrat Tom Wolf leading the incumbent Pennsylvania governor, Republican Tom Corbett, by around 15 percentage points. How did Corbett pull off this feat? Here's a list of five factors. One, the Sandusky scandal. The horrific child abuse by the former Penn State coach has cut Corbett in two ways. People upset that Jerry Sandusky's crimes took so long to be stopped blame Corbett's performance as attorney general. But Penn State loyalists are furious at Corbett because they feel, in his role as university trustee, he threw the sainted Joe Paterno under the bus. Two, flunking business 101. Corbett belongs to the let's run government like a business camp. Well, a first rule of business is that when you have leverage, you exploit it. As recently as an interview in WHYY's studio on Friday, the governor kept insisting that levying any more taxes on Marcellus shale drillers would have chased them away. How, Governor? How? The natural gas bonanza sits underneath your state, not Iowa. The drillers were not going anywhere. He had leverage, and he squandered it. Three, weaker schools. Corbett's term has featured massive disinvestment in public education. Yes, the basic state subsidy to schools has risen on his watch, but not in pace with cost increases. No doubt the man arrived in office in the midst of tough fiscal times, but he was rare among governors in being blessed with a potential healing windfall, those shale revenues. All across the state, unhappy school parents lament this missed opportunity. Four. Foxes in the henhouse. The governor filled many key cabinet posts with emissaries from the business sector. Their brief seems to be to serve as concierges for business interest, helping them navigate around regulations. But as Eric Cantor learned in his recent congressional loss, even some very conservative voters are getting tired of seeing their interests take a back seat to Wall Street. Five, the indifferent leader. Corbett seems a pleasant person, but he has little gift for political stagecraft and little taste for some core challenges of his office, like getting the four squabbling caucuses of the legislature to agree on anything. Before his interviews here Friday, the governor eagerly showed off photos of his young grandchildren. He seemed like a man secretly looking forward to spending more time with those kids pretty soon. I'm Chris Cetullo.